friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 40 of Friends with a Twist. Thank you so much for joining us. For any of you just starting to listen to us, bless your hearts, welcome. And to all of our faithful listeners out there, thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you.
If you like what you hear and you want to support the show, head over to buymeacoffee.com and search FWAT podcast and buy us a coffee or a fireball. All proceeds donated go to funding this shit show and helps us keep things going, helps us keep it twisty.
Speaking of fireball, we are tossing around the idea of adding little mini fireballs to our goodie bags for Pod Bash in Las Vegas this year. Again, that's the end of September. Mm-hmm. We have links to it in our show notes. Yeah, if anyone knows how to appropriately send little mini fire bottles
in the mail,
through the mail, safely, legally, let us know. We're just going to, I mean, we could Google it. We'll figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
But we would love to share what we love with you. That's our plan, at least. So we hope to have that in our goodie bags in case that's some sort of incentive. If there's any rooms left and you'd like to book, we have an affiliate link that we'll post in the show notes.
Yeah. Excellent. We hope to see you there. If you're planning to be there, please let us know so that we can try to stay sober for a minute and meet you and connect before we drink all those fireballs.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, so episode 40, it's another big milestone. Oh, who would have thought we'd make it this far?
The big 4-0, I know, my gosh.
It's older than me. So this exciting episode, as usual, we're going to get the party started, you know, with our chick chat. We're going to talk about what's new and with our sexy selves, our vanilla lives, our swinging lives. We're going to have our fireball, you know, the ush. Then we're going to hop on over to our life and the lifestyle segment, where we're going to focus this time on the elusive FMF experience. Gosh, that's hard to say. Female, male, female experience. So our past few episodes, we're talking about threesomes with two males and a female. This time it'll be about two females and a male.
Yeah,
we're going to give you all the tidbits that we know. And then last but not least, our going deep segment will be a sexy, steamy story from Kenzie.
Ooh.
Any teaser to your story? Because I have no idea.
So this one I've been savoring and like sitting on for several months, actually. Whoa. So I can't wait to relive this spicy, steamy night. Gary and I actually had the pleasure of meeting and spending some quality time with some listeners from out of town. And I think there may be some surprises. People will be surprised to hear some of the things that we did.
Oh my gosh. You little tease. I can't wait to hear. So stay tuned. That's our last segment. So you got to listen to the whole thing. No fast forwarding. So per usual, we're going to get things going with a shot of fireball. Only number two for the day for us. Well, at least for me.
No, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you too?
Yeah, cheers. Yeah. I didn't sneak any before without you. Don't worry.
Cheers. Oh, that was like a perfect pour. I got the whole thing down. One.
Ooh, look at you.
One shot. It's going to be a good episode, folks.
All right. Yep. Now we're going. All right. So in the chick chat segment, we always give you an update about sort of what we've been up to. Sometimes it might be some of our vanilla life things. Sometimes it's our sexy, fun swinger things. So Madison, would you care to give us the scoop on what's new with you and Barry?
Yeah. So we did we had an annual July 4th party. Mm-hmm. It's a mix of, you know, the vanilla and the swinger worlds.
Yeah, it is.
Not always maybe the best choice, as we have mentioned in a previous episode. However, this year, I think it did go pretty well.
Yeah.
Most clothes stayed on for the entire night. Mm-hmm. There were a few friends who might be suspended next year, but
just kidding. Put on warning.
For some reason, there was a, like, we had these giant, like, yard games and whatnot. Games mm-hmm. were going on. Everyone's drinking all day. But, of course, with games, there's always dares that come about for, like, the losers.
Yeah.
And I believe one of the friends had said, like, lift your shirt up or whip your tits out or something like that. And again, there were Barry's, like, friends and coworkers there. Me, Vanilla people were still there. Yeah. I think one of my cousins was still there or something. So it's just maybe not the most appropriate setting. And I think people forget that just because we are swingers, it doesn't mean you can just get drunk and do that shit everywhere. Disclaimer, don't. But you kept your clothes on. I kept my clothes on this year. I was in the past topless too. So I've been there myself. Yeah. But no naked going down the diving or off the diving board or down the slide. So that was a plus, I think.
Yeah.
It was a fun night.
It was very fun, yes.
It poured. Everyone got wet, maybe more ways than one. Everyone was soaking wet, but it was a great time, I think. I'd say it was successful overall.
Yes.
So that was probably one of our biggest recent events that was fun.
Yeah. So there was one other perhaps notable event at the very end of the night after most of the family, the coworkers had left. Mm-hmm. It was a more, you know, concentrated population by that point in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
We revisited something from Swinger Past.
Yeah. And I think the only one person who was left was not a swinger at this point. But he, like, knows of this world. So it wasn't that too weird. That wasn't that weird. But anyway, there's this couple that we're friends with, and at some point we were having a COVID party a couple years ago. We got really hammered and weird at the pool, like at somebody's house, and all of a sudden the guy of this one couple, I believe he brought up the fact that we should, or someone was talking about putting an ice cube up someone's ass. Was it Gary?
It was Gary.
It was fucking Gary. It's coming back to me now. And I think he wanted to know, like, will it shoot out? Will it get sucked right up? Like, he wanted to know the physically what would happen with the sphincter.
He was trying to play the science card. I think he's just a big perv. But yes he framed it as, like, it was this big scientific question we had to answer.
Yes.
Because the concave ice cube and, you know, the musculature of the anus and how it's going to work.
Suck it right up.
Yeah.
So we tested that hypothesis a couple years ago. It didn't go so well. It wasn't successful. He couldn't relax enough to let me shove it up his asshole. It wasn't Gary. It was somebody else that we're friends with. So this year it got brought up again. And luckily this guy was pretty drunk. He was pretty out there, up there. Something's going on. And he was ready for it. So he brought it up. I had a nice concave ice cube ready. I brought a whole tin of ice cubes, actually.
Yeah.
I think I remember putting a few in my mouth and sucking them to the appropriate size.
I think it was like sort of like the lobster tank at a fine restaurant. You let him pick his own ice cube.
Yeah.
And you sucked it off a little for him. Very accommodating. Yeah. It was, I mean, what more service could you possibly want?
So there we were just in our backyard patio there. He's holding onto the coffee table there with his hands bent over, pants down.
Braced,
I spread his cheeks open. Like, my fingers were in there. Like, I was spreading and pushing that ice cube as hard as I could. It took a couple tries. Mm-hmm. Like, I tell the man, breathe in, breathe out.
I know. I tried to give him a little meditation exercise. Yes, that didn't work at all.
He just couldn't relax.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, it helps.
He had an
just
audience,
breathe out and it'll go in.
Right.
But finally it happened. Scientifically, was that I got the ice cube in. It was a small one, so I think we might need to do this a third time. But it went in, and then he was laughing because we're all fucking dying, and it kind of shot back out. So it was a mix of both worlds. It got sucked in, and then because of the pressure from laughing, the ice cube came back out and melted pretty much immediately on the floor. But there were photos. There's photo evidence where I'm like, I have the biggest smile on my face with just this ass next to me, my fingers spreading it open and just laughing at the
camera.
They're
good photos. Yeah.
Good memories. Really glad America. That happened when only swingers were around. That's what we spent 4th of July. But yeah, I mean, that's probably the funniest, sexiest thing. I don't know if it's super sexy, but like that we've been a part of. We've just had a lot going on recently. Barry and I are already trying to make some sexy plans with some vacation friends, maybe for New Year's Eve.
Nice.
That's in the works right now. We'll keep you tuned on that. A lot to look forward to, which is a good thing. And so recently we got this message on SLS from a single male that I just had to share. I screenshotted it on my phone. Hang on. Like, we've never answered him before. One other time a couple months ago, he said, like, hey, how's your night going so far? We didn't answer at that point for I don't know what reason. It was several months ago. But his most recent message was, use me however you want. I'm new to this lifestyle and young and horny. So obviously we answered. No, I'm just kidding. We didn't. Like, again, just a reminder out there, maybe that's not the best approach. It might work for some people.
Yeah.
Because they don't want any strings attached. And yeah, they're young and horny and new too. And they just want to fuck. We want to fuck too. But that's not really how you get your foot in our door. But, or that's not how you get your ice cube in my asshole. But I just thought I'd share that because I thought it was funny. And no, we're not going to respond to him. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's bad. We're not helping the cause.
Yeah.
We should take our own advice and just say, not interested. But.
Yeah. No, that's a good piece of advice.
It continues.
I know. There seems to be still a lot of education needed. I actually just commented on one of our kind of friends' posts on Twitter today.
Yeah.
They made a post. It was a screenshot of a message they received about, and literally this person sent to them, "Hey, I want to lick your hole."
I just saw that.
So like I responded to our friend
post
thread post with like something snarky, but clearly there is like the word is not out yet about how to appropriately approach, frankly, other humans, whether you're a single approaching a couple, I don't know. To me, that line, either of these examples, they're not going to work.
If you're serious about making a true connection, I don't think that's going to work for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
So please don't. I know. Don't say, hey. Don't say, I want to lick your hole. Don't say, I'm young and horny, like I want to fuck. Just something in the middle.
Yeah. Like, is it? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know we've said this before, like, if you have looked at my profile and you see a picture you like, maybe like a compliment about a nice photo.
Compliments are great, yeah.
Like that's a good way to go. If you've actually take the effing time to read the profile and maybe like, hey, saw your profile. Sounds great. I'm really interested in this. I would like to clarify this. What do you mean by like any, like something good. Fucking reasonable and halfway intelligent is going to go really far at this point.
It's true.
All right.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll save that again for a future episode.
All right. Let me get off my soapbox right now and then back to the fun stuff.
Put the air on. It's getting hot in here. All right. Well, yeah, I think that's pretty much what recently is going on for Barry and I. I hope to have more sexy fun coming up in the future for us. We're trying to get back out there now that we actually have time together. So stay tuned. But I know you and Gary are always doing shit. So what's up with you guys? Yeah. I didn't say you're sluts. I said you're doing shit. You're doing things.
All right. Fine. Yeah, we did some stuff. So just a couple highlights maybe. Gary and I hosted a specific lifestyle party. We only invited lifestyle people.
Wow, that's smart.
Well, I don't know. It went okay. We had kind of hoped it was going to be a more of a pool party situation. The weather wasn't really cooperating, so it was more of a, like, come hang out in our backyard party, which, like, I think was still okay. But, yeah, I mean, that was fun. It was good to get some people together. There was a couple couples who attended that we hadn't seen in a little while, so just kind of nice to connect and everything. We played our usual round of games. I think it wasn't all craziness. There was a round of bocce, I remember, in the yard.
And before we left, you were all doing Twister. We just watched because it was very entertaining. Yeah. But it's not like you were naked doing it. It was like the party had a good mix of some sexiness, but like not over the top. Like, let's all fuck now. It was a good mix of fun, sexy, playful.
Right.
So good job.
Yeah. And, you know, there were some fireball shots involved, and that, I think, was a success. And then the one other thing I'll add to the mix here is you have all heard me talk a little bit about being on this app called Field. And it's just Gary and I are on this app just as another means to try to meet some people. It's honestly been pretty hit or miss. Like the app itself, I think, is fine.
Is it specifically like for swingers or no? I forget.
No, not specifically. I mean, there's definitely a lot of lifestyle and kink kinds of things on the app, but it's not limited to that either.
Okay.
Again, so we're on there just as like another means to try to meet some people. Like, I'm not getting payment for this. Like, I'm just telling you it's something that we use. Anyway, the reason I'm mentioning it now is we've had like really lame encounters with single guys lately. So I guess this kind of feeds into what we were just talking about a few minutes ago. For example, I was chatting with a single male who seemed like reasonable, like decent conversation happening. And then one morning, I get to work. I see that I have a message. Oh, yay, fun. I'm going to open this. And it's just, it's a dick pic. Yay. And I'm like, what about me and my profile? Like, there's nothing that would, like, indicate. So, like, I close it. And at this point, I'm just like, what the fuck? So I didn't, like, have anything to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I left it alone. And then I think an hour later, he sent another message. Like, oh, I thought you would want to see that this morning. So I see that message. I still don't respond. Anyway, by the end of the day, he, like, disconnects from me. And, like, I can't blame him. But I honestly couldn't even get a thought together that wasn't just completely bitchy. Mm-hmm. Like, I intended to, and I just never got around it. Again, like, at this point, I'm at work. Like, this is not my priority right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so again, as long as we're on, like, the PSA train today, like, don't fucking send unsolicited dick pics. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times the entire world has to say that to humanity, but I'm gonna say it again. If somebody asks for one, send them 20. I don't care. But until they fucking ask, like, why would you do that? I'm just going to assume that you have a dick and it works unless you tell me otherwise. I don't need the photo of it. What the actual fuck? Anyway, so that was, like, not my favorite. And then I was also chatting with another single guy that I thought had a lot of promise. He was giving off these, like, Christian Grey vibes. Ooh. Gary had been away that weekend, so I literally was watching the 50 Shades of Grey movies in my sadness on the couch. Oh. And then I connect with this guy, and I was like, oh, my God, it's kismet. Ah. Anyway, we're, like, talking about maybe trying to meet, but we're not super close geographically. So I say to him that, you know, Gary and I don't always play on the first date. I just want to be honest with you. Like, I understand that we're not super close to each other. So, like, if that's a problem or a factor, like, I'm letting you know. Mm-hmm. And then he fucking ghosted me.
Oh, damn.
I was like, fuck you guys. So my
you don't know if you're going to have a connection. So that's
right.
Fair.
I don't know. So, like, my little Kenzie pride was all butthurt after, like, those flops. But whatever. It's part of the territory. This is what happens. So, c'est la vie.
Not every day is a Super Bowl, honey.
Indeed. Not every day is even a playoff. It's fine.
That's all I got.
No, I know. You're right. So anyway, just for what it's worth, if you're new to the lifestyle, I guess part of the reason that I bring this up is just to say, like, shit fucking happens.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Good, like, the bad.
Exactly. You're going to have, like, oh my God, all these people want to talk to us and it's great and way, yay. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you get a bunch of fucking dick pics and whatever. If that's your thing, great. If not, like, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Here we are. We never claim to have it all figured out. We're just telling you.
We still don't. See?
Telling you what happens.
Yep. Yeah. That all still happens to us, too. Wow. That was a summary of our lives. So thank you for listening.
I know. Try to contain your jealousy, friends.
Look, it's real life.
Really fucking amazing over here.
All right, let's refill our drinks. Let's get some more shots flowing, because why the fuck not? We're going to take a quick break and come back with Life and the Lifestyle.
Woo! Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside. We back. Life and the Lifestyle. So as we said earlier, episodes 36 through 38 focused mainly on the male-female-male threesome experience. How to make it happen. All the goods, the bads. So today we're going to switch things up a little bit and focus more on adding a female to that couple scenario. Specifically, for our sakes, the male and the female couple, adding in a third who is a second female. It's the ever popular FMF threesome scenario. The unicorn, basically, joining the couple.
Yes.
Unicorn because it's, yeah, very hard to find. Maybe doesn't exist out there in some parts of the world.
Yes, yes.
But I feel like that is, at least for newbies in the lifestyle, maybe like the ideal or first type of play scenario that you try to look for. However, it can be one of the hardest, I think, to actually accommodate or to find or to make happen. So we posted a poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think we simply asked, like, have you been successful having a threesome, right?
Yeah.
Can you share some of the feedback?
Sure. So, yeah, just a very simple yes or no sort of situation. I mean, you're limited with these polls anyway. But anyway, for those of you looking for that FMF dynamic, have you successfully connected with a unicorn to do that? Yes or no? Yes, 49%. No, 51%.
Whoa. That's pretty close.
Out of 232 votes.
Oh, wow. Thank you, people.
For all the science math people. So, yeah, obviously, like a very close split there. So, some of the fun comments, and there were quite a few. So, thank you all for playing along.
There are a lot of comments. Thank you.
Yeah. So, let's see here. We've got, it was a mutual friend of ours who was a modeling client of Hub's, and during a shoot one time, one thing led to another.
Now, that's pretty hot. That's fun.
Fuck. Sometimes it's most fun when it happens unexpectedly at Temptation, is what the person was referring to.
Oh.
Met a sexy friend at the dance party, and hubby was a happy man that night.
That's fucking awesome.
I mean, that's pretty cool. let's see. FM encounters seem to be our slash my thing. Not yet had an FMF, but it will happen when it happens. The funny thing, I'm guessing it will be two ladies that aren't my wife. It's just not her thing.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I was a unicorn for a couple we know. My hubby was out of town and totally supported it. They took turns sharing me like a buffet. It was fun.
Ooh, yummy.
I'm in for that. Yeah, I want to be a buffet. Let me see what else. Definitely some comments, you know, like that people haven't been able to achieve that goal yet. They're still kind of searching for the right connection. A couple people made comments about how it unexpectedly happened before they were sort of technically in the lifestyle. So you have some of that, I guess, that has happened. Here's a comment. Can't find anyone reliable for any type of encounter. I think, you know, like that is sort of the reality of the situation.
Common, but a shame. Yeah.
Yeah. Some comments about how it has happened on vacation, but not elsewhere, it sounds like. So I think part of it maybe is just being open to the opportunity when and if it presents itself.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily seem like something you can completely plan out and have scheduled on the calendar.
It seems like it's not so easy to find that connection on a swinger website or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like maybe you're better off either meeting people in person at an event or, and like, I don't know how common this is, but like, kind of like the friend of a friend situation. If you know a couple that had a great experience with a single female and they're willing to, I don't know, like, I don't know, kind of share her or her information or I don't know. Like, yeah, I think you're better off making those more in-person connections to make it happen versus just maybe having that on an online profile that that's what you're looking for. I don't know. It doesn't necessarily seem like that's how it has worked for most people.
Yeah, I feel like we put that in every online profile, open to single female, single males, couples. And we honestly have had single females reach out to us on SLS, but I feel like we don't always have that connection across the board, like just the way they correspond, or if maybe that physical attraction for me isn't there. And I at least need some of that if I'm going to consider it. And I don't know why it's so difficult. I feel like we'd have better odds maybe playing with a female from a couple that we're good friends with. Hint, hint. versus like finding a single female out there just because you know the people. But it all depends on their dynamic. So it's just super hard, I think, to make this scenario work.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's been so ingrained in society that girl on girl is just so hot. It's in all the movies.
Yeah.
It's out there everywhere. And it is. Yeah, it's fucking hot.
Sure.
But I don't know. I feel like it's just such a common fantasy. So that's why I feel like people starting the lifestyle think, oh, that's the best way to start. I don't know about another man, or the guy doesn't want another man in the play. Let's just try another female. Let's get one of your friends to play with us.
And yeah.
As we said recently in an article, which we totally forgot to mention,
right. Shit.
We, our like little quote unquote thing from that was that we suggest making friends out of your friends out of swingers, not swingers out of your friends. So not forcing something with regular vanilla people just to make your fantasy happen. So I don't know. I feel like female, male, female play is a good place to start if you can find the right people. It can be more comfortable for the female of the couple, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Although there's jealousy issues, which we'll get into. But I don't know. Like, females maybe generally are less pushy or less dominating, so it's a little less threatening in a way if you're new to the lifestyle to start with that type of play. But as we're going to get to, or as we're going to keep saying, like, it's not that easy to find. So don't get discouraged. You might have to resort to other types of play.
Connected to all that is just sort of consider why you want to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I would hope that out of a male and female couple that both parties are equally excited by the idea and someone isn't being kind of pseudo forced into this.
Don't you feel like males kind of push it more? No? All right, probably. Maybe in my experience, I feel like guys kind of push it more.
No, I think that's fair.
Because it's just hot to watch. Yeah. I mean, internally, like girl on girl dabbling, like – I feel that in my soul. Like, that's fun.
Yeah.
But as far as having a threesome, like, I feel like that scenario has always come from the whatever male that I'm with is kind of pushing for it. Where I'd love to play with a girl on my own, but I don't really push for her joining the couple scenario for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I would agree.
Yeah. That's that. Okay. Move on.
So just something to consider, kind of where it's coming from, why you want to do it. Okay. Fine. You've thought that through. So...
I don't know. I guess if you can find this type of scenario, we're going to share maybe, I don't know if you've had experiences in this. I don't even know if you have. I don't know if we've talked about it. We're going to get to that in a second. Okay. But I feel like there's a range. Like, what do you actually consider female, female, male, or female, male, female play? God, it's so hard to say. A threesome with two females and a male. Like, do you consider that, like, you're with another couple, but maybe the one guy is just watching and the two girls and the other guy are playing? Or do you consider that, oh, this the girls make out for a little bit? Mm-hmm. And then, like, I feel like there's such a vague, it doesn't matter what the definition is. Well, like, play is play. Who the fuck cares?
Right.
But I guess technically for our segment, I think it's more of a single solo session where there's two females, a male, no one else really in the room or watching. And, like, you go through the whole thing. Start to orgasm. Like, everyone finishes and or don't. Like, you get close to finishing and... I don't know. That's your thing. I don't think it's just two girls like hooking up and the guy's kind of watching and that doesn't really count.
Yeah, I would agree.
Some sort of soft swapping.
Yeah, I think, and especially for the purpose of this conversation, but I guess also just my own personal definition for what it's worth. Yes, I'm thinking of everything I'm saying is coming from a place of thinking about, like, for example, me and Gary and some woman. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Like, she's not with a partner. Like, there isn't somebody else watching all of this happening. Like, it's just three humans.
Single or not?
Well, all right. So guess, now it gets fuzzy.
All right. So, yeah. See, real quickly we get into these.
Look how quick there was fuzz.
It doesn't matter.
I guess to me, that part doesn't necessarily matter. If it is a woman who is, like, married or partnered or whatever – but her and her partner are okay with her playing separately. Mm-hmm. And she shows up at our house and we have sex with her.
Totally counts.
To me, that's still a threesome with two girls and a man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, have you had that?
Yeah, once.
Have you had any... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a single female or from a couple?
Well.
It wasn't me.
No, I'm sorry, it wasn't. So it was actually sort of an interesting situation because we had connected with a couple. They broke up is what happened.
Oh, okay.
The night that we were supposed to meet up with them, like just like go have dinner and drinks and whatever.
Uh-huh.
She reaches out. She's like, yeah, we broke up, but I'm still ready to go out.
Wow.
And we're like, well, all right.
Hell yeah.
So... We didn't again, like fucking when fucking opportunity knocks, open the fucking door. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, we still went and met up with her. We went to her apartment. We walked. She lives in, like, a fun little town, and we were able to just, like, walk to dinner and drinks and whatever. Cool. So we did that. And, I mean, it was a little, like, honestly, I don't think Gary or I were really expecting anything physical to happen. Like, we knew she had just broken up. Like, we weren't trying to take advantage by any means. You know, we were just like, well, what the hell? Like, we already had plans made. So we'll just go hang out. We'll have drinks, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turned into more to, I guess, kind of to support maybe some of, like, the Twitter comments, too. It just kind of fucking happened. Like, we weren't really seeking it out. Like, we weren't, you know, it fucking happened. And it was really fun. I remember being, like, so this was all happening at her place. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in her bedroom, and it seemed like she was really self-conscious about how wet she gets, which was, like, honestly kind of hot for me because I don't really have that problem. Like, I'm always the one grabbing for the lube. Like, I'm sort of on the other end of the spectrum. So I don't know. Like, I thought it was really hot. Like, that's awesome that you're, like, into this and excited and, like, yeah, like, that's fucking great. But I don't know. She, like, just the way she kind of made a few comments throughout, like, the play, were like, we don't, like, it's fine. Like, you're, like, and this is your bed, too. So, like, it's even more, like, you're not offending us. Like, you got to deal with this when we leave.
Yeah.
Not that I was really thinking that in the moment, but in hindsight. But, yeah, like, so, no, it was really hot. It was a really good experience. I don't think we were full swap at that point. Much to Gary's chagrin, he didn't really actually bang her, like, penis and vagina bang. I think we did, like, all the other things.
Just finger banging.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Gary. If it comes up again, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But anyway, really fun, entertaining, sort of just, like, it fucking happened. So, yeah, I mean, I would totally be into doing it again, especially, I mean, this was, like, years and years ago at this point. Mm-hmm. So I think now that we've both, I don't know, like, matured and evolved as swingers, it would be fun to have that experience again. But, yeah, we've just never, like, solely focused on pursuing it. Mm-hmm. But definitely if it came up, I think we would totally be into it. But how about you guys?
So what I think is interesting is that, well, unfortunately, Barry and I haven't had that scenario. We're open to it. But in a past relationship, there was a single female. She was legit single that played with me and my then boyfriend. And it's just funny that we played at her place too. Maybe it's like a comfort thing for the single female, like being in their own place.
Yeah.
Which I guess maybe it's a safety thing. I just thought that was funny. I realized that.
Yeah.
But I feel like she was very much more so into me than my partner. And I think at the time, probably because I wasn't with the right person for me and I didn't really fucking care too much. Like, I wasn't as jealous.
Yeah.
like about worrying about her. But she also gave me so much attention. I was just physically into her, too, that I don't know. I didn't get any or too many feelings of jealousy. A little bit. I did get a little bit. I'm lying. But not tons.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just one of those scenarios where I think we actually successfully met on – I might have been Adult Friend Finder way back then.
Ooh.
But we hung out with her a few times. We played, I think, at least successfully once or twice. And her and I became Facebook friends and, like, flirted a little commenting and whatnot back and forth. But, yeah, I only actually distinctly remember one play session at her house. And, yeah, it was intensely finger banging. And I don't think we were either. We were not full swap at that point. Did the whole soft swap thing. Mm-hmm. Her and I played back and forth quite a bit, and that was our experience too.
Yeah.
Haven't had it since. So she was a unicorn.
All right. So we've acknowledged that this can be a difficult mission to accomplish, but maybe let's take a minute and kind of dig into why. Mm-hmm. Why is it so difficult to find the proverbial unicorn? And I know not everyone loves that term, but that's what we're using tonight. So I'm sorry. So what makes it so difficult, do you think? What are maybe some of the factors involved in finding a female to play with a couple?
I feel like there's a few things. And this doesn't mean we agree with all of them. Mm-hmm. But maybe there's some stereotypes out there where people perhaps maybe have said that the single females are maybe a little crazy or different out there, difficult to deal with. I don't know. I've actually never heard that, but apparently that's been a common trend from what we've heard from other people.
Yeah.
don't necessarily agree with it all the time.
Sure, sure. The old crazy hot scale. Like, yeah, the hotter you are, like, the crazier.
That's why you're batshit crazy. Yeah. Just kidding.
Thanks.
I lost my voice. All right. But also, what I feel like Barry and I have more so come across is maybe, like, the safety issues. Like, I feel like the females, they want to talk for a while. They want to meet just for dinner first. They want to, like, get to know you a little bit more.
Sure.
Yeah, I sound like I'm like, blah, blah, blah. But I get it. Like, if I was them, I'd want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
If I was meeting someone online, if I was just meeting someone out at a bar or whatever, like, clearly I'd be more so, like, down to play. But,
yeah,
like, I get it. But it kind of drags things out a little bit more and the schedules don't align. And I know it's the same with single males, too, but they're usually a little more DTF. Right, yeah, off the bat than, yeah, single, yeah, females. So I feel like that's the other part of it. I don't, mm-hmm, know what else makes it so difficult. There just aren't that many maybe in the population, probably.
Yeah, kind of a numbers game.
Saturated with single males and couples. Yeah. The lifestyle is, I feel like I said that
Thanks,
backwards.
Yoda.
Also, for example, on lifestyle websites, like we put out a hot date, say on SLS, so, yeah, we say single females, couples. Who do we hear back from? Single males. Like, that's just the populace. Like, that's what, yeah, majority of the people are, at least on SLS, who reach out to us.
Yeah.
I don't know about your other apps, if it's kind of the same thing. Or do you, you even if you purposely seek out single females, or does, I don't know how the field app works.
Yeah. Kind of the same idea. Like, I know I've been sort of traveling for, like, different work things, and, mm-hmm, I'll check the app. And, like, I know how fucking, like, stupid this sounds, but, like, I get all these fucking likes.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
Like, I don't want, like, stop. Like, God damn. I guess, I don't know. I don't think it even matters. Cause I
From single males?
Yes.
Oh.
I feel like one of the times I traveled, I specifically put in my profile, like, I'm only here for two nights. I'm not looking to play. Like, leave me alone. I don't know. I didn't say that, but whatever.
Why am I on here putting this out there?
I know. But, like, but Gary, same situation. Like, he has traveled for different occasions. And, yeah, the ratio is, like, grossly, I don't know, flipped or,
in
like,
in your favor?
Yeah. Like, he'll get, like, four likes and I get 75. Like,
it's just how
it's
it
crazy.
Is.
It's, yeah, yeah. So it is. I think it is, like, part of it is just being sort of a numbers game and, mm-hmm, supply and demand.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. We don't have the answer to making this happen. We're just talking about it. So sorry if you were waiting, yeah, for the magical, like, no, equation to make it happen. We don't have it.
No.
I think what we're getting at is it's spontaneous. It's luck of the draw. It's random. It just works out when it works out, at, yeah, least for us.
Mm-hmm. I think patience. Mm-hmm. I think that perhaps the longer that you're in the lifestyle, and again, if you kind of build that network of lifestyle friends, if you have the ability to go on some trips or go to different events and clubs and, like, start to kind of meet people. Mm. I mean, I know maybe we don't all just want to share the same five partners, but, like, you get to know people and people can kind of refer you to others that you may click with and, you know.
Yeah. So to end this on a high sexy note, what is your favorite part of a female-male-female experience? Like, favorite position? Sexual activity?
All right, so I had to, like, Google the name of what
Did you figure out the name?
Yeah, but I had to look because I didn't know it had – I figured it had a name, but I didn't know what it was.
What is it? So, describe it.
So it depends. I found a couple different. So it's either the double down or the double cowgirl.
I like that.
But essentially what is happening is the man is on his back, mm-hmm, on, I guess, whatever surface you want. Mm-hmm. One of the females is riding his cock. The other female is riding his face, and the two females are facing each other, which then allows for the females to sort of make out and touch a little bit, mm-hmm, as well. The females can then switch if they want to switch cock for mouth, mouth for cock. I think the guy is just completely in hog heaven at that point. I don't know. But everybody wins. Like, everybody's getting something. So I enjoy that idea.
The ladies could even, like, high five, not an Eiffel Tower. It could be, like, a teepee, or I don't know. It could be another triangle. Whee. Yay. Cool. That's fun and sexy.
But you have a really good one, too, Madison.
Mine's pretty simple. I am drawn to the whole double blowjob thing. I don't know. I think it's super hot to be half like making out with a girl, but while sharing the same cock and then looking up at the guy and like he's in heaven, but you're making eye contact, but yet you're making out with her, yet you're sucking his cock and his balls and just that's fucking hot to me.
Yeah, it fucking
saliva
is.
Saliva everywhere. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep it simple. Yeah.
Something for everyone. Whatever that works you want. For me. But I guess I would just tack on real quick. Mm-hmm. I think that if opportunity knocks and you're going to walk through the door, I think I would just advocate to take a minute and clarify any boundaries or expectations. Mm. If you do have the luxury of like planning this shit out, all the better. You can have that conversation perhaps more fully. But again, I mean, if this is like your first foray into the lifestyle, maybe you don't want your male partner actually penetrating his penis in this woman. Like maybe you want to keep it light and fun and free.
Good point.
Or,
good point.
You know, like, yeah. I don't know. I think there can be sort of different levels, but I think it's just helpful to make the space to have that conversation. Because as fun as these can be, I think there's probably also a lot of room for things to go awry. Mm-hmm. And since they don't seem to happen every day for everyone, I feel like you want to try to make the best of it if that is going to fall into your lap. Mm-hmm. So in whatever sexy, fun way you can, I would just advocate to have a quick check-in about like what everyone is okay with.
Good point.
Before you start.
Do that prior to sharing the cock together or perhaps one fucking him and one sitting on his face. Do it prior. Thank you for that reminder.
Maybe not during. Yeah, that might dampen the mood.
I do it prior. Hopefully that was at least somewhat helpful or at least entertaining to most of you out there. We're going to take a quick break, hear from one of our sponsors, and be back for our Going Deep segment. Mm-hmm. Hey, boys. Let's talk about your balls. Are they hairy? If so, I don't want them in my mouth. You've all heard that story about my experience with hairy balls, and no one else should have to experience that. So we've got your solution. Our friends at Manscaped sent Barry and Gary the Performance Package 4.0, and they are both fresher and smoother than ever before.
The Lawnmower 4.0 gave Gary his best shave ever. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner are keeping Barry's boys in tip-top shape.
So if you boys want balls that all the ladies want in their mouths, visit manscaped.com. You can support the Friends with a Twist podcast and get free shipping and get 20% off your order if you use the promo code FWAT at manscaped.com.
That's promo code FWAT for free shipping and 20% off your order.
Links in the show notes. Woo! All right, friends, we are back. We're full of fireball, and it is the Going Deep segment.
Swatting it up over here.
Episode 40 here, we got Kenzie telling us a sexy story from months ago that she's been savoring and keeping to herself.
I know.
So I can't wait to hear. Take it away, Kenzie.
Dirty little secret. So we're recording. It's July, I think. This happened months ago. Not that it matters. But anyway, so there we were, Gary and I, and off to PGC we go, as we tend to do.
Okay.
So the theme that night at the club was ladies in men's shirts and stilettos. That comes up every so often. Madison and I have done that before. We've posted photos of it. We have these fun pink shirts now that we've worn for that. So my take on the evening, for what it's worth, in case anyone cares, I wore my own white button-down shirt. It's kind of satiny because, frankly, I love him dearly, but if I tried to wear one of Gary's shirts, I would just look like a homeless person and not a sexy woman.
In a paper bag.
Right. I need my own damn shirt. So I had planned out this little satiny shirt and black booty shorts, thigh highs, black heels. So kind of monochromatic, but that was my take on the theme. So we're planning to go. Listeners of the podcast reached out that they were coming to the Philadelphia area for a totally separate event, but they were then going to PGC that night.
Ooh.
So they asked if Fwat was going to be there. I don't think you and Barry could make it. I think that was when he was traveling a lot for work. It wasn't going to work out. Mm-hmm. But Gary and I were able to go. So in fairness, it's really the only reason we were able to meet these fun people, like that they happen to be in our area, because we don't live in the same part of the country. So keep that in mind. That'll come up again later. They had shared some pictures with us. Really attractive couple. We were excited to meet them. Of course, we're all paranoid. We did not share face photos with them, but I described what I was wearing for that evening. Well, haha, lo and behold, we get to PGC that night. There's like 20 other women in the same damn outfit that I have on, so that wasn't very helpful. But, you know, in the moment, I thought I was being helpful telling them. Fortunately, we had their photo. They are like really both tall and very attractive people. They were pretty easy to pick out.
Ooh,
okay. They were also kind of just off by themselves at the end of the bar with that kind of like, what the fuck is happening look in their eye. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way at all, but I think anytime that you're at a new club or event, if you don't already know people who are there, you just kind of have that moment of like, let's figure this the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. What was she wearing? What was he wearing for this?
They were not particularly in theme, but again, like they were coming from another event and, you know, traveling and everything. So it's not that right. Okay. Like, I'm not saying that to be like, they didn't do the theme. She had on kind of like leather pleather pants, which is always super hot automatically. Literally. And like a cute kind of cropped top.
Okay.
And then this really like hot leather kind of like almost like biker looking jacket.
Ooh.
She was totally rocking it. It was amazing.
Wow.
And I believe some black peep toe pumps, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Nice. And he was dressed really nicely. I think like really dark jeans or pants, a button down shirt and like a jacket, like a sport coat.
Very
or like
classy.
Yes, it really was. They really looked amazing. So that is appreciated.
Thank you. I'm picturing now.
All right. So yeah, so both tall. She has like dark hair. Both have sort of that like athletic build. I think they were both athletes in their lives. Good shape.
In
fit.
Shape.
Yeah, yeah, good. So all right. So everything's good. Great.
Are you going to give us any more sexy details of like the bod, the nakedness, or is that coming later? Do I have to wait?
You got to wait for that.
Fuck. Okay. Go on. Go on.
Okay. All right. We had also run into some other people that we know that night at the club.
Oh, okay.
So we brought this new couple into the mix.
That's always so nice to do.
Right? I thought so. Anyway, quick side note before the sexy things. So the people that we knew there that night, one of the guys is really quite the entertainer. So he got a handful of female volunteers to take their tops off and stand in a line.
What?
The husbands then had to go down the line feeling tits and identify their wife. So
that's fun.
Short story here. All the guys guessed correctly, which was impressive.
Wow.
But Gary felt cheated because I was the first one in line when it was his turn to go.
Well, he should have felt them all anyway.
Well, to be thorough, right? I mean, it's science.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He stopped with me. He's like, this is her. This is Kenzie. And then like that was it. And then he was all butthurt the whole night because he got cheated from feeling all the other boobs. And I'm like, boo, that's your fault. Like, what do you want me to do? So wah, wah.
That is a fun party start and game.
It is. So lesson learned, anyone out there, like either mix it up better or feel free to feel all the boobs so that you're making the most informed choice possible.
I've done that with the cocks, like
who's
in my mouth kind of thing. But
that's good.
This is a fun one.
All right.
You were there.
Barry's giving her the stink eye. Okay. So we get through the fun game. Like everyone's like loose and loving life and fun and games.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
I probably should have mentioned their names by now. So we're going to call this couple CJ and Marie.
Okay.
So CJ, the male, he tells Gary that his bucket list item is to have a fireball shot with Fwat.
Aww.
So we were more than happy to oblige, you know, as half of Fwat. Like, I know it wasn't
sorry we missed.
Wasn't the whole Fwat experience, but we did our best. So there were several fireball shots throughout the night. I think he had brought like a bucket of fireball.
That's dangerous.
We always bring Fireball. I think somebody else had some. I don't know. It was getting a little messy. But anyway, so we have Fireball. And then, you know, we proceed with some of the normal kind of dancing and drinking as you do at a swing club. Mm-hmm. And then CJ brought up the question of playing. What I found really interesting about this is he was very clear and to the point, which I do appreciate. But he made it clear that he and Marie wanted to play that night, mm-hmm. and they hoped that it was going to be with us. And like that kind of took me aback for a second. At the time of night that this happened, I had said that like we weren't quite ready for that yet, but if he needed to like move on to the next pursuit, like aww. Please do, no hard feelings, like it's fine.
Why did you not feel ready at that point?
I don't know. I think I was just kind of so surprised by the way that he did it. I was just kind of like, oh, I don't know. And honestly, like Gary and I hadn't really had a chance to just kind of check in with one another.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't want to like proceed before having that opportunity.
Okay.
To add a little context to this, perhaps, I had mentioned that this couple was traveling to the Philly area for another reason and then coming to the club. Sort of part of that is where they live, there really isn't a lifestyle scene to speak of. So I think maybe we're privileged or like that's not the right word. We have some options in the area where we live. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has that. So when they travel, I think they do really seek out those opportunities because that's their chance to really participate in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So I think to my ear, it was like, whoa, like what the hell? But for them, it was like, this is our chance to like meet people and do things. So I think it just took me a minute to kind of like reconcile that. So I can understand, you know, like they want to make the most of like this trip that they've made and this night out and all that kind of stuff.
So who gave the go ahead then? You or Gary? Who was like, let's fuck?
Well, I think
maybe you didn't say that.
I think it was me.
Yeah.
So we danced a little bit more and then the question comes up, like the four of us kind of reconvene and it's like, okay, like what mm-hmm. are we doing? So we're like, yes, let's do it. They're an extremely attractive couple. We all had chemistry, easy to talk to. The club wasn't like super packed that night. So we were hopeful that we could find a clean room to go play in because that's always part of this as well.
Yep.
And again, I mean, it was honestly kind of like a now or never situation. We don't live close to each other. We may not have this opportunity again. So it was kind of a little bit of like, there's really no reason not to. So
you're
like everybody's into it. Yeah. Like why not? Mm-hmm. And not to say like, I don't mean that to sound negative, but it was like you've heard me talk about the fact that like, oh, Gary and I don't always play in the club.
Yep.
I know. We're like such prudes. So like that honestly would have been the only reason not to. And that's next fucking time stupid.
Next time I'm telling you I'm from California. I don't know why I had a Southern accent. That made no sense. What?
That's like Georgia.
I'm from Georgia.
All right. Well, wherever.
But anyway, all right. Sorry. Go on.
So we find a room. And again, like we probably have talked about this a time or two before, but the rooms at PGC, like they're fine, but they're not real beds. It's not like it's real furniture. Yeah. It's a mattress. It's a blow up thing, whatever. It's just not ideal, which I think is part of why Gary and I have not pursued it. Whatever. Fine. So it's just like a room and a blow up mattress and four humans.
Four sexy hot humans wanting to fuck.
Yeah. So we start with girl on girl. How appropriate. Ooh, yes. For the theme of tonight. So we are making out, Marie and I. Mm-hmm. We end up naked and essentially in a 69, but on our sides, like not on top of each other.
Nice. Barry
just gave a moan, or Barry gave a moan of approval. Okay, so we're naked, 69ing on our sides. Somehow the guys are still clothed. I don't know what they were fucking waiting for. But Marie again is this tall, like brunette vixen. She has beautiful tattoos all over her body, and several piercings.
Oh.
Including a clit piercing.
Oh, stop.
Which was new and fun for me. So I will say that Gary and I don't have a ton of experience with such a accoutrement and probably could have used some pointers. I hoped I was doing a good job. Yeah. I really don't know. Like, she was kind enough. Like, she didn't like stop me and be like, aww, you suck. So thanks. But like, I'm sure I could have maximized that a little bit more. So anybody who has a clit piercing and has some tips and tricks that you'd like to share,
that'd be great to know.
We can share that with the world. But yeah,
so did you like try to suck on it more, or do you just like swirl your tongue around, or do you try to put pressure there?
Okay. Yeah, because like I wasn't really sure like what, and again, you know, obviously there's no rule book. What works for some isn't going to work for everyone. So I was kind of like trying to feel it out. That's and try a couple do. Different techniques to see, what might be effective. She seemed appreciative of everything, so I'm thankful for that. But yeah, I was just kind of like trying a little bit of different things because I didn't really know. So yeah, the clit piercing, belly button, nipples.
Oh my god!
I think the I don't know what they're called, like those subdermal, like on the hips, those things.
That's pretty hot too.
Yeah, it was very, very hot. yeah, and again, like thin, trim, fit, athletic kind of build. Anyway,
wow.
Beautiful face. Like, she's one of those bitches that only has to probably throw on like a swipe of mascara and lip gloss, and she's like runway ready.
Ew.
I am just not kidding. That bitch, so I'm salty.
Good for her.
But no, just like naturally beautiful. Yeah, so anyway, it was awesome. Okay, so she and I wrap up our like side 69, and we pair off, you know, boy, girl, boy, girl. So both of the girls are on their backs getting eaten out by the opposite male. During that time, she and I were like touching each other, like rubbing each other's tits while the guys are like sucking on our pussies.
Oh,
yay. A plus. So Gary and Marie start to 69 for real, like on your back, like the more traditional 69.
I hope he was on his back.
Yes, okay. He was. Yeah. I mean, Gary's a lot to take on top of you. So yeah, you gotta be careful. So Gary and Marie are 69ing and I go down on CJ. He's on his back and I'm just sucking cock like normal. Then.
Yeah, girl.
In the midst of all this, Gary's on his back and Marie is riding Gary's face.
Ooh.
CJ is on his back and I am riding his face. Marie and I lean into each other to make out while we are riding each other's husbands' faces. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this makes any fucking sense anymore.
Yeah, I can see it right now.
There's a lot happening. All right. So at this point, Gary grabs the condoms and the fucking starts. Marie and I each ride the guys for a little bit. Like, she's with Gary. I'm with cowgirl. Yeah, just your sort of traditional stuff. Mm-hmm. We switched it around a little bit. There was doggy style for a while. And then I think one of my favorite things is that Marie went down on me again while CJ was fucking her from behind.
Ooh, that's fun.
So again, Google male. No.
Female.
Yeah, Google the threesome shit and you're going to get all sorts of good ideas. That was a fun one. I can endorse that at least. And again, not that this was a threesome in a true sense, but for that moment it was. Because Gary was watching all of this happen, like he's still there and participating. Mm-hmm. So I had to sort of like tap out at this point. I like couldn't take it anymore. So then Gary and I actually got to just sit and enjoy watching CJ and Marie continue for a little bit.
Interesting.
Which was kind of hot. And again, like, these rooms are a little awkward, but like, fuck it at that point. Like, we were just enjoying the show. Mm-hmm. So they kind of, you know, reach their limit, or they finish what they need to do. And then in true sort of club fashion, we all just get dressed and get, you know, cleaned up and walk back out into the club and finish the night. So, like, woo!
So, were you and Gary, like, touching each other? You weren't fucking on the side while watching this hot fucking display of sexiness?
No, yeah, for better or worse, we were both kind of done.
Oh, you were good. You were satisfied.
Yeah,
you were
done. So it was fun to be watching that.
That's hot.
Okay. But yeah, we were sort of like, yes, like, I mean, I would have like high-fived either of them. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, keep going. But yeah, I think we were both just kind of done by then. Mm-hmm. So yeah, walked back out into the club. We're like, well, all right, guess that's a night. But it was so fun. We've stayed in touch with them. Again, like, we don't live very close. I don't know when or if we'll be able to ever reconnect. But, you know, we still text from time to time, kind of that vacation friend communication we were talking about last episode. Hopefully our paths cross again one day. But if not, I at least have this super fun memory. And we said, fuck it. And we did it, and it was amazing. So lesson learned, I shouldn't let the environment maybe hold us back, because you can still have a really good good experience, even if it's not like your most ideal maybe situation or whatever. So do it, go, be free. It was super fun. Thank you, CJ and Marie. It was a good time.
Take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you what your favorite part of that was, but I think it was when you – was it when you leaned in and kissed her and made out while you're riding the guy's faces? Or was it just watching them?
I mean, yeah, all of it, really.
The entire thing.
Yeah, kind of. No, that was really hot, I think. Because it kind of, whatever, judge me if you will. But it was almost like a little power play kind of thing. I just felt like really like in control. Like, I'm on this guy's face. I'm kissing his wife. Ooh. She's got her pussy in his face. Like, take it, Gary. Ooh. It was just like this like oddly erotically powerful kind of moment that was really hot. So I enjoyed that piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why at least us two relationships, we lean more towards the couple play, because it's so easy to have everyone satisfied at the same time.
So many different combos. And
God, that's hot.
It's good.
I have so many ideas now for future play. Thank you.
You're welcome. Here to help.
Oh, that was amazing. That was steamy. That was hot. And I'm just happy that you had a successful, sexy time at PGC, because you never fucking do.
I know, right?
So thank you, this other couple. And I hope we can meet you in the future, too.
Yeah, I know. It'd be great.
Well, at least say hello. You can go fuck Gary and Kenzie again.
I think a group situation, any of it, you should enjoy. We could all enjoy whatever.
Let's
whatever happens.
Have an orgy.
Yeah.
And on that note, maybe we'll wrap up this episode. What do you say? Yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that'll be it for episode 40. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on Twitter. We're on Instagram. It's at @FWAT_podcast. Or you can email us with questions, feedback, ideas for future episodes at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. We also have our website, friendswithatwist.com.
Leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd greatly appreciate that. It helps us get the word out. And that's it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.